Advanced asteroseismic modeling, breaking the degeneracy between stellar mass and initial helium abundance, by Kuldeep Verma et al. Current stellar model predictions of adiabatic oscillation frequencies differ significantly from the corresponding observed frequencies due to the non-adiabatic and poorly understood near-surface layers of stars. However, certain combinations of frequencies, known as frequency ratios, are largely unaffected by the uncertain physical processes as they are mostly sensitive to the stellar core. Furthermore, the seismic signature of helium ionization provides envelope properties while being almost independent of the outermost layers. We have developed an advanced stellar modeling approach in which we complement frequency ratios with parameters of the helium ionization zone while taking into account all possible correlations to put the most stringent constraints on the stellar internal structure. We have tested the method using the Kepler benchmark STAR-16SIG-A and have investigated the potential of the helium glitch parameters to constrain the basic stellar properties in detail. It has been explicitly shown that the initial helium abundance and mixing length parameters are well constrained within our framework, reducing systematic uncertainties on stellar mass and age arising, for instance, from the well-known anti-correlation between the mass and initial helium abundance. The modeling of 6 additional Kepler stars including 16SIG-B reinforces the above findings and also confirms that our approach is mostly independent from model uncertainties associated with the near-surface layers. Our method is relatively computationally expensive, however, it provides stellar masses, radii and ages precisely in an automated manner, paving the way for analyzing numerous stars observed in the future during the ESA-PLATO mission. This was Advanced Asteroseismic Modeling, Breaking the Degeneracy Between Stellar Mass and Initial Helium Abundance, by Kuldeep Verma et al.